Now, let's check in with Alex Greenwich. He is the member for Sydney because one of the emerging virus hotspots is Potts Point, and a lot of people were rushing off to get tested yesterday. Alex Greenwich, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben.
Potts Point isn't looking good.
Well, Ben, I have to say I am so proud of my constituents in Potts Point for testing, isolating, social distancing, washing hands and wearing masks. These actions are saving lives, jobs and businesses. Everybody is taking this very seriously.
There was a pop-up centre in Rushcutters Bay Park established yesterday. Was that busy?
It was extremely busy. As you know, Potts Point is a very trendy suburb and the trendy thing to do is to go and get tested. And talking to people who are operating that testing clinic and the others which are supporting the area, easily over 1,000 locals have got tested yesterday. And I know that will continue today and into the weekend.
Are people on edge a little bit? Because, you know, when the Premier came out and said, look, anyone who's been to Potts Point in the last 2 weeks who's feeling unwell should self-isolate and get tested. That's a lot of people.
Look, Ben, people are anxious, but they are taking this seriously. As I said, people are following the health advice to make sure they get tested, to make sure they isolate, to social distance and to wash hands. People know we're going to need to maintain these behaviours. This has been an important wake-up call for our area. It is a tough time for the businesses. So many of them have been following COVID safe rules so well. And, you know, I'll continue to support my community. And I'm really grateful, Ben, to the support that the New South Wales government and New South Wales Health have provided the area. Everybody has access to testing. People are taking that offer up and getting tested.
We encourage people to go and get tested today. Alex, good on you, mate. Thanks for the update.
Thank you, Ben.
The member for Sydney, Alex Greenwich, 131 873.